At the NCAA Tournament's Final Four on Saturday here in San Antonio, Warriors President Rick Welts was named to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame's Class of 2018. A visionary and one of the most highly respected executives in all of sports, his 40-plus years in the NBA is recognized for the impact he has made in top leadership roles at the league office and with a variety of franchises.
Well, it will take a long time to sink in. I can't say that it has. I was actually doing okay until the bus ride over here, and Raymond Ritter had sent me the letter that Steve Kerr had penned for The Athletic, and I lost it a little bit. It was really incredible, and maybe that was the realization moment of what this has all been about. But I'm enjoying it. It's so special for me to be able to go in with some of these guys who have played such an important role in my life. Steve Nash, not only in our great years in Phoenix, but was there at probably the most pivotal point in my life as a person, as opposed to as a basketball player. Grant as well, and the same thing. Rod Thorne, I met my very first day as a ball boy in 1969. He was a player coach for the Seattle Supersonics, and we've known each other every day since. Tina Thompson was a huge part of our launch at the WNBA when I was at the NBA. So just to be in the conversation with those people is truly, truly beyond belief.
As president of the Warriors, his expertise has been central to a new era for the organization, twice named Team of the Year at the Sports Business Awards. And this basketball journey started when the native of Seattle was a teenager and began his NBA career in 1969 at the age of 16 as a ball boy with the Supersonics.
There's no way you could imagine that the sport of basketball would have grown from those days in the late 60s, early 70s to what basketball represents in the world today. And, you know, I hope that my being here is some recognition for all the people behind the scenes who actually work every day for the sport of basketball that they love, to make sure that the stage that these players and coaches perform on has the biggest, brightest lights and everything good that can flow from that. So I'm here for our ticket sellers and our marketing people and our community relations people, because it's really without that engine behind the NBA, none of this would be possible.
The years most recently with the Warriors and what they've meant to you in your Hall of Fame legacy, what has that been?
Well, I say all the time that even though I've been doing this my whole life, this is the most special group of athletes I've ever had the privilege to represent. Yes, great players, but in terms of their character, in terms of who they are as people. And, you know, it's kind of the ending chapter, what I think started with Mike D'Antoni's offense in Phoenix, right? It's nobody could prove yet that you can win a championship in that system. And, you know, Steve Nash, Steve Kerr, Nick Uren, and I, joke about us being Phoenix North, and that's really how we feel. We really feel like this is kind of the validation for everything that started in Phoenix, and this to do it with this group of athletes, with this amazing ownership that is guiding us to San Francisco in 18 months, with a vision of the future that's even bigger than what we've experienced so far, pretty special.
And Welts joins Warriors player development consultant Steve Nash in the Hall's Class of 2018.
A lot of people deserve a ton of credit for my success and have had a huge influence on me. Going back to Santa Clara, obviously the coaches there, Dick Davey, Carol Williams recruited me and was the athletic director. Scott Graydon was a grad assistant who believed in this grainy videotape from Victoria, British Columbia, that Coach Davey insisted on another one because the first one was so bad. So there was a lot of steps along the way where if I didn't meet the right person or I didn't have the luck, I could have been derailed. And who knows? Who knows if I had stayed in Canada and played college basketball there, if I would have progressed or developed or made anyone believe in me the way I did having the career I had at Santa Clara. So, man, you go through my career, I give so much credit to so many people who taught and influenced me in so many positive ways. I feel genuinely lucky to be where I am today.
And enshrinement festivities at the Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts will take place in early September. In San Antonio, I'm Lawrence Scott.